Welcome back here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock. I want to give huge thank yous to boys basketball head coach Luke Swedberg, as well as student athletes Raul Munoz and Thomas Longer for joining the show tonight. We want to transition to wrestling to close up our show. We welcome on head coach Carlos Prieto. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We didn't actually get a chance to talk about the Rocky Welton last week, so I wanted to start a little bit there. Two top five finishes for your groups. How were they able to get it done?
You know, I think championships are won on the backside, and the boys, you know, I think we were in like seventh or eighth place going into the final rounds, and the boys on the backside did a great job. And then obviously we got, you know, big wins from Pacheco at 106 and then Sebastian Lopez at 285. And not only did we win big, we won them with pins. So I think that's how we got it done.
I actually wanted to ask about Sebastian, because we were talking about this a little bit before we went on. That's four straight years that he won Eden Garden here at the Rocky Welton. What allows him to be so good at this event?
You know, it's just, I think, wrestling in front of his home crowd. Obviously, that's a big advantage for, you know, our kids, you know, wrestling in front of friends, family, you know, friendly atmosphere at the Garden. But, you know, kudos to him. It's only, I think it's only been done once. And unfortunately, you know, it's it was the Dodge City coach over at Dodge City now, Tate Lowe, who was, I think, a La Junta or Lamar, I do believe. But he did it four times as well. You know, and I'm kidding there. You know, he's a great guy. But, you know, no, Sebastian just does a great job here. And I hopefully he continues that on down the stretch.
Girls team also had an individual winner in Crystal Larrera, won her weight class at 115. What stood out about her technique this season?
You know, she just buys into what we're doing. She's really coachable. She beat a former state champ. You know, this girl was tough, and I knew going into that match it was going to be a barn burner. And Crystal, I think once she was able to take her down, she kind of exerted her dominance and was able to pin her. In our move that our girls are just really good at, and that's called the Jersey Ride, the Blair Ride, whatever they want to call it. I know coaches around the state, especially, you know, some WAC teams, they call it the Garden City Ride. So it's becoming quite a staple here, and the girls are just absolutely, going to town with it.
Suppose it's always good when a term is coined after your high school then.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about this tournament in the past, but one thing that I never really realized before we had that conversation for the roundup was the economic impact of this tournament. How did this year fare?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. This year is the largest. My tournament director, Paul Finch, and his wife, Linda Finch, you know, they did the numbers, and historically, you know, year by year, ever since, you know, he took it over like in 2011, he showed me the numbers, and it's done nothing but gone up. And this year is no exception. This was the largest by far. We had over 662 wrestlers, which was, I think, is we beat last year by 200. So that's how much we grew. And I heard stories from some of our teams. You know, unfortunately, you know, I thought we had enough hotels. There were a couple teams that actually had to stay in Dodge, had to stay in Scott City. So, you know, the economic impact that the Rocky Welton brought in this year was just tremendous. Always is, but this year I think made it even bigger.
I mean, that is incredible. You brought, what was it, 67 schools, you had told me?
67 schools, yes, wow. Sir. Boys and girls teams.
Yeah. I mean, how much of an opportunity do you get to talk to some of those other coaches?
You know, we chit-chat. A lot of our kids, or a lot of our coaches that we bring in, you know, we've I met through, you know, going to their tournaments in Colorado, going to their tournaments in Texas, going to their tournaments in Nebraska. You know, we talk about the Rocky Welton, and we invite these teams to come in. And so, you know, we have a coaches meeting at the beginning of the tournament, right after weigh-ins, and so there's a little downtime. So we get a chit-chat, not with everybody, but, I just want to make sure that all the coaches are having a good time, and if there's anything that they need from us that we can get taken care of. So we try to do a good job of communicating.
Was there somebody this year that you either wanted to really connect with at this event, or somebody that you bonded with that you weren't expecting to, that you talked to a lot during this?
I don't know about that, you know.
It's fair. It's competition, and after
yeah,
all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's I'm not that type of person. I hate to sound that way, but, you know, when we go to tournaments, and, you know, it's about business, and, you know, I do like to chit-chat and kid and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, my attention is on my kids and my team.
Of course. I was just curious. Yeah. So the regular season now officially wrapped up. I was reading up on the article. It said you described this last boys game as the most astonished you've ever been since coming to Garden City. Can you elaborate on where that came from?
you know, it was just anytime, you know, Garden City and Dodge City meet, whether it's, you know, in football or basketball or any sporting event for the most part, you're going to have a highly contested, you know, event. And I know their coach told me that they were kind of sick as well. You know, and we were down as well, but I've heard that excuse before, and I've told them in the past, you know, hey, we're kind of down. And when I thought maybe they were going to beat us, we turn around and we beat them. And so I just told the boys, I said, listen, they may have some JV kids in the lineup, but it's Dodge City. You know, we got to take care of business. And we did. Our kids wrestled really, really well. You know, our starters did a great job. And then even some of our kids that, you know, were not starters, but filling in for the most part, they did a great job, and we were able to get the big victory there.
This last weekend, I saw Matthew Long got his pin in 12 seconds. How was he able to get that done so quickly?
You know, he's just an animal. He went out there before he came up to me. He goes, "I'm going to try to beat that 8 seconds, coach." And unfortunately, you know, he wasn't able to do it. But Matt is a go-getter. You know, when he tells you he's going to do something, you better not blink, because he's going to do it. He's just a great competitor, great wrestler, tough as nails. You know, he weighs about 120 pounds, if even that. But he is tough as nails, and he knows how to put people away.
Matt, if you're listening, 4 seconds off, no harm, no foul, my man. When that type of pin happens so early on, does it set a chain reaction to the rest of your classes?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's momentum is everything, you know, in high school sports. And I've heard other coaches say that. And it's the same thing with wrestling, you know, especially in a duel where, you know, we are wrestling our rivals in Dodge City, and we get early pins, and the kids feed off that, and it's like a shark frenzy, you know, going wild in the water, and that's what it turned out to be.
I love that comparison. I love the aggressiveness of that. Talk a little about the girls before we close up here. They're at 6-5A regions on Saturday in Dodge City. How are you feeling about this group?
You know, we're a little beat up going into the regionals. I got two of my starters back. Two others are still kind of nursing injuries. One of them, I don't know if we're going to get her back or not. You know, it just depends on what the MRI shows. But, you know, the girls that are healthy, I like our chances. You know, we wrestled really good against Dodge City, even though, you know, as I told Brett Marshall, the score was not indicative of how we wrestled. You know, we only wrestled 6 matches because we were so decimated. But of those 6, we ended up winning 4. And 3 of those victories, you know, were revenge matches. My 110-pounder, Marina Crystal's sister, she ended up pinning the number one girl in the state. And so I like the way our girls are wrestling right now. I like the direction we're going. And usually postseason, I think Garden City tends to peak at the right time, and I look forward to continuing that streak.
Well, good to see you in that. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much.
That'll do it for another edition of Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. I want to give another huge shout-out to head coach Luke Swedberg, student-athletes Raul Munoz and Thomas Longa, as well as wrestling coach Carlos Prieto for coming on tonight's show. Big thank you also goes out to Old Chicago for their great hospitality here tonight. And to Colin Welloff, who's back in the Western Kansas Broadcast Center offices, putting this on board. Buffalo's next broadcast can be found here on 99.9 The Rock tomorrow, beginning at 5:40. It's Garden City back at the Garden against Liberal. The Lady Red and the Lady Buffs tip off at 6 o'clock, and the boys are to follow. But for one last time, thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of Buff Talk. Have a great rest of your Monday night. We'll talk to you on the morning roundup tomorrow morning.
You've been listening to Buff Talk, live from Old Chicago in Garden City. Buff Talk, a presentation of Western Kansas Broadcast Center Sports.